Hello, you listen to Six Music. I'm Russell Howard. This is...
John Richardson.
We're in Bonnie Wee, Scotland.
Hello!
Honestly, Russell, please.
there you go. So, I hope you're very well indeed. We should be in London, but most...
We should be in London.
But most of me and John are at the Edinburgh Festival, so we're doing it live in Scotland. And we're in a very sort of tiny, kind of purple little room. And there's a very cross man downstairs, isn't there,
John? There is a very angry man downstairs. It wasn't for letting us in this morning.
No, it was amazing. Do you want to tell everyone what he said to you, John?
I shouldn't even be here. Do you understand? Yeah. I shouldn't even be here.
Slapped him straight away. What time should he be back?
He should be in at 12. Yeah. I shouldn't even be here till 12, you know. I shouldn't even be here. Well, you know, I start at 10, so can you let me in? Have you got your pass? No. I don't work here. Well, you'll not be able to go to the toilet.
What an amazing
thing. You can't even go to the toilet if you haven't got a pass.
But isn't that a great, John, because he said that to John, he went, oh, you won't be able to go to the toilet. What an amazing threat.
Yeah.
I said what John should have done was there and then just slashed all over him.
Yeah, I showed him.
Yeah, what am I doing now? I'm going to the toilet. You're not my real dad.
I shouldn't be even catching this in a cup, by the way. I'm, I'm not supposed to be here till 12.
You're just lucky I've got a vase.
Two vases.
You couldn't pip. You couldn't wee.
You couldn't pip that.
Pip. Yes, that's what.
That's
I meant
what
to
you were going
to
say, Russell
very
Howard.
Early, very early. What time did you go to bed yesterday?
I had an early night last night. I watched Jaws 2 with a hot chocolate that I made myself out of Green and Black's organic fair trade Maya Gold. Melt it in a banbury over some hot water, then whisk in some milk, beat it up. I mean, if you've got a nip or something, pop it in, but I'm off it for the festival.
How is living on your own going? Because we should fill you in. Normally at the Edinburgh Festival, you spend a lot of time with other comics you haven't seen for ages, and you become a little family, and it's fantastic and fun. John doesn't go for that, do you?
Well, you do become a little family, but I usually become the neglected mother who runs around tidying after everyone and crying on the stairs.
Simply not true. I'd refer you to last year when we lived together, listeners. Yeah.
When I woke up with those cuts.
No, that's when I woke up with a walkie-talkie underneath my bed.
Oh, and who'd bought the walkie-talkies with the intention of sticking them under my bed?
Thank you, Argos. What a deal. But no, there was a walkie-talkie left under my bed, and it was about, what, 2 in the morning, and I heard like that. So I naturally went, well, that's ghosts. And
naturally,
just didn't know. Well, no, because I just heard a noise underneath, and I had no idea. I just thought something's coming out. So I came outside. I came outside very, very scared, and you were stood there.
No, you burst into my bedroom, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
So I stood just inside the doorway in the pitch blackness.
Yes.
So that when you burst through the door, I went, get out of my room.
That's it.
And you screamed.
I did.
Ran into the hallway and fell over the clothes horse.
And I believe you laughed and laughed and laughed.
I did for about a week.
Yeah.
About a week.
So a good memory. So what are you doing living on your own?
I've still got people around. Cooked sausage and mash for some friends the other night. I'll be having other comics round, you know, at various points through the festival. Little dinner parties on the road.
Dinner parties?
I've got a chicken in the fridge. I'll be roasting that off tomorrow.
Nice.
Busy day today, though. Busy day. What have we got coming up today, Russell?
I don't know, John. What have we got coming up?
We've got the news quiz,
haven't
we?
Oh, yeah, we've got the usual kind
of cabins. News quiz.
I'll tell you what you can do, actually. You can text us on 64046 or with anything.
Just anything today. Text us nice things.
Well, text us, like, actually, as we're in Edinburgh, text us stuff that's cool to do in Edinburgh. That'd be quite cool. Or anything else.
Our gigs, mate. Let's be honest. Unless you're coming to see us, what are you doing up here?
Well, there goes half of Edinburgh. Or you can email russell.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Anything at the minute, and we'll just ramble and chat about that. And then we'll do the usual stuff. Transporter John. Do some board games.
Yeah. Board games, yeah. That's always good, isn't it?
It'll be lots of fun. We've got Richard Herring coming as well.
Got Richard Herring coming in. 12 while one.
Oh, lovely. Excellent. And his show's called Oh Something, I'm 40. So, yeah, that should be good. There you go, that was the Manage Street Preachers. We've had a text in from James in reception who says, oh, lads, you have to walk past me when you leave later. We're not afraid, are we?
Yeah, that's fine.
He's quite big, though, isn't he?
I'll just pretend I'm a guest and he'll ignore me.
But do you reckon you could win in a fight against him? No way.
I reckon I'm faster than him.
Nah, have you seen Braveheart?
I've got trainers on. Well, no, that's properly. You can't do that. Can't do that one.
I can't do it. I just did it.
Well, you know, we'll edit it out.
Yeah, we will. The podcast, which, by the way, is number 11. Thanks very much for downloading.
I got a nice narky call off you midweek.
What?
Good call one day. Oh, we're 15 in the podcasts charts.
I don't talk like that. Come on. That
lovely. Thanks, Russell.
It's lovely. Thanks. I'm having a creme de menthe. yes. I'm actually having a chat with Reg, my spider. Absolutely.
I'm up at the festival, keeping it real with the people.
What are you talking
Edinburgh
about?
Festival earlier in the week when we chatted, and I'd worked hard on the podcast, and you're in London
keeping
with,
it real
I
with
can't
the
remember,
people.
I think you're having lunch with Sarah Ferguson and Michael Jordan at some sort of restaurant, TGI Fridays. I think you're in.
I'm willing to bet that you weren't keeping it real with the people.
I was keeping it right real.
You were sat in your kitchen going, "They're bloody everywhere, these people."
I was keeping it surreal, mate. And then the next day, phones up where we've slipped right down the podcast's charts. I can't believe it. Now we're behind Nadia Sawalha's podcast.
That's good though. That
she's
is.
Got one.
I used to be a man, and now.
Well, someone's controversial.
I got the wrong one. I meant as in Nadia from Big Brother.
Well, now you've
Nadia
said it
Sawalha.
Now.
Totally different.
Nadia Sawalha used to be in EastEnders. Used to be a man.
No. I got that wrong.
Eastie Benders.
So how's your flat in general?
It's lovely stuff. I think I've fallen in love with the woman whose flat it is.
Oh, excellent. Well, that's a bit of a snag, because as you know, there's an ongoing thing on the show that we're trying to get John a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And last week we were trying with Jennifer Ellison. She's in the papers again today, because apparently her ex used to give her, according to Jennifer, used to knock her about a bit.
Right. So, well, he wants to watch himself. Well,
he's also in the Mafia, so maybe you want
well,
to watch yourself.
Well, I'm in the Leeds United Supporters Club.
Ooh.
And if there's a more violent bunch of people in the country, then I'm not really in it, to be honest.
Right.
But I'm sure they'd defend me.
But for the time being, you're not into Jennifer.
Well, it's been pointed out, I had some guests around last week who, by perusing the literature of the lady who lives in my flat, pointed out that she might be on the other bus to me.
Right.
But when I moved in the flat, she'd left me a little note going, "Oh, welcome to the festival." Yeah. And then she said, "You'll find I've labelled all the plugs."
Ooh,
I usually keep everything turned off at the plug.
Yeah.
Instantly I'm thinking, well, you sound like my kind of gal.
Yeah.
Got to put my clothes away in the washing machine. I don't keep them in there.
Yeah.
In the wardrobe. All the coat hangers are sorted by material and all facing the way I like them. She is my kind of, you know, and little post-it notes on everything. All the remote controls are individually labelled. And she's even gone to the extent of putting, like, on the label, she's put, "If you place one, that's BBC One. If you place two, that's BBC Two." And she's left no room for mistakes.
And do you like that? Or do you find that's a bit much?
I like the idea that she's gone to those lengths.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's very polite. Because, I mean, the flat we were in last year, there was none of that. There was don't go in this cupboard.
I kind of know what BBC One is. That's the only thing.
Well, do you?
I think it's nice, but surely she should be out, I don't know, at a salsa club learning how to salsa dance rather than individually preparing everything for you. Because you know what you do when you walk into a flat.
What?
What? You're going to sit down, you're going to make food, you're going to go to bed.
I'm it doesn't make say a lot of food. She didn't have a.
It doesn't say sleep in me on the bed, does it? What if it tricks you? What if I walk in and it says something like, "Put your, you know, bit in this," and before I know it, I'm ramming cheese. You know, and the police come round, not that they would, that'd be
right.
Ridiculous. What did you do? Well, the lady told me, essentially...
I think she's counting on a middle step between a note that says, "Please put this in this."
Right.
And then a bit where you go, "Nah, I'm all right, thanks."
Oh, I see, there's
I
that.
I think she's counting on that.
Right, Wiley. Okay, lovely stuff. Well, we should carry on. We'll play a bit of music. We've got the text coming in now. This one of them says, "Hi, Russell, John, and Grumpy Man." That's a bit unfair.
But I think lovely. She means, he or she means the downstairs man. Well, I think he's not listening, and that's why we've been so brave. If you are listening, James, downstairs, I apologise for the earlier rant, but, you know, just don't be so rude first thing in the morning. There's no need for it. I'd already been accosted by an alcoholic woman this morning. No sooner am I coming
out. Yeah, she's
out.
Like, "I put all the labels on everything. Not once do you come and see me in the wheelie bin." We've got a text here that says, "Hi, Russell, John, and Grumpy Man. I managed to listen to the first 2 hours of the Steve Wright show on Tuesday before losing the will to live. What happened?"
So, well, Steve Wright.
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, see, I was supposed to do it, and then, I'll be honest, I slept in.
Right.
And
until after three.
Yeah. I was very poorly. I'm not very well. I'm taking echinacea. And something went wrong. I don't know what happened. But I'm doing it in the future. So we're definitely going to get it in. So the phrase, if you were listening to the show last week, the phrase you've got to get in is, "Have you got any pets yourself?"
Have you got any pets yourself? It only really works in the interview format. But
yes.
If you're going to be on Steve Wright's big quiz this week.
Well, that's what John said.
I don't think we have much of a crossover audience in ourselves.
But we should try and get somebody to go on the Steve Wright show and say...
Yeah.
Do you have any pets yourself? But
I'll text it in or email it in.
Yeah.
And if you have any success, let us know.
But I'm going to do it. I don't know. I think I'm doing it to do my tour in you know, a couple of weeks or something like that. So, yes. Anyway, John.
Have we had any texts?
We have had some texts, actually. We've had one that says, Morning, bots. Just thought you'd like to know that my new fantasy football team is called Loro's Airblades. Love to your mothers.
Ah, smashing. That's well, I'll look one. Out for them.
We've had a really fantastic... Talking about you getting chicks and stuff, somebody's put, Hi, Russell. Hi, John. Could John please do more of his sexy voice like he did last week? Please. Love to your mothers. That's Catherine. Three kisses. You can take that, Ben.
You can have my one as well.
Do your sexy voice for her.
You can't just force a sexy voice.
Yeah, you can.
You have to coach me into it. We had this last time. Yeah, okay. I forget what it is.
Right, I'm in negligee.
Right, I'm already dubious, to be honest.
I'm in negligee. I'm a lady. I'm in your house. It's 11. It's about 11.
So
right.
Let me get this straight. You're wearing a wig and a bra, and I come home and you're sat on my bed.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to be aroused by that.
Yeah, you talk to me sexy?
I probably wouldn't, mate. I'd probably say, Russell, you've had a bad gig. What's happened? What's going on? We can talk about it. Put some clothes on.
I've tucked it between my legs. I'm a woman. You're not. Get out of my bed. No. So I'm a lady. Well, I'm Catherine, let's say, the lady that wants the text. And, I don't know, she's in your kitchen, you know, stuff like that.
Get out.
No, John, you're doing it all wrong.
Oh, sorry.
So Catherine's kind of like, hey, what are we cooking later? Should we watch a DVD later? We'll have some food in the DVD, yeah? And you turn back to her and say...
Yeah?
No. You say something like, damn right. No, not like that.
I don't know, do I?
But no, but she wants sexy.
I'd go, what food and what DVD?
No, but you don't do it like that, man. What I'm trying to do is, if we're going to get you... Tina O'Brien, she's on the market now as well. I found this in the paper. Stunning Corrie star Tina O'Brien wants TV bosses to clamp down on fake porn sites which show mock-up images of her having sex. She's angry.
That doesn't mean she's on the market, does it? It just means she's found the websites I've put up. It's going to make it even more difficult to get to know her now. I thought she'd like that kind of thing.
No, she says she's humiliated and by the fantasy sites which portray her as a lesbian and having sex with other Corrie stars.
Oh, you've told me women like a man who can Photoshop.
Nice. Well,
what a lie.
We've got to be honest, the way to end this link, John, is by you talking sexy to Catherine.
Right.
So let's do this properly, right?
Okay.
I'm Catherine.
Yeah.
Let's do another angle. We're in a jacuzzi. Right.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Stop just for a second. Don't get grouchy, right? If you're grumpy, do it in a sexy husky voice.
Right.
We're in a jacuzzi. you're doing the impression of a dog. I'm Catherine, and I'll say something like, "Hey, John, do you mind if I put a bit of Radox in to make it extra especially bubbly in here?"
But I think that contravenes health and safety. You should probably speak to the manager of the leisure centre.
I'm taking off my costume.
Well, that's definitely health and safety. What are you supposed to do? Oh, there's an old man in here as well. What's he supposed to do? Well, he's just watching you get undressed now, and he's supposed to turn me on. Why are you flirting with this old man?
We've had a lovely text in that says, Morning, guys. Perhaps John needs a woman covered in post-it notes advising him what to do and say. Love to your mothers. That's Claire and Truro.
They never stick properly, though. Especially not to skip.
Now, but talking of which, after your show the other day, John, we just had an email in from Jane and Baz, and they say, Hello, Russell and John. Well... We came to see John on Friday night, brackets, and the show was great. 8:30.
You said that a bit quieter than all the rest.
Oh, the show
is
great.
In a smaller font.
The show is great. Now they put it in botanicals.
Brackets. Botanicals.
Yeah. The show is great. But more to the point, we brought along our attractive 20-something friend. Even managed to effect an introduction and offered to buy him a pint. And was he interested? This John Richardson that wants a girlfriend that's been angling for a chick for... No! He said, I'm off home to cook sausage and mash.
I was
what
interested.
What is wrong with you,
I
man?
Was. I would have quite liked to have a drink. All good people, and we had a chat. And I was going to stay and have a drink, but I had sausage and mash. I had people coming round.
What are you thinking? There's an option there.
I've made a commitment.
Would you like a drink? Here's a lovely friend. She's probably mental, like you. It's going to be fine.
No, I'm off for sausage and mash.
She was dressed as sausage and mash.
She wasn't dressed as sausage and mash. Otherwise, I would have banged her. See what I did?
Yeah.
No, people were on their way round, and I would have ended up going, yes, you can buy me a drink, but I'm not going to lie to you, I'm going to neck it and then run.
Ditch one of your mates and bring her around to the dinner party.
You can't ditch mates.
Yeah, you can.
You can, and that's why you don't have very many.
Oh,
he's crying now. He's doing a little cry. If he cares.
I do care.
You'll be back off tomorrow with Frankie Boyle and Dara O'Brien. John who?
John Holmes.
John Holmes, my Radio 6 mate. No,
you're
John
the
Richardson.
One who's obsessed with him.
Tony Richardson, who goes out with Jennifer Ellison. No,
not
John
anymore.
Richardson.
Not
you were with him yesterday. Two high fives in one link.
Yeah, why not? Now,
oh, John Richardson, yeah.
Stop it now. You're probably wondering what's happened to the news quiz. We normally do it. But we've got, like, the emails aren't really working up here because we're in Scotland. I'm not saying that, you know, things don't work in Scotland, but I'm just saying.
Apparently they're called emails up here.
The lighting in the studio's come down as well.
Yeah, you asked for sexy lighting.
I didn't ask for sexy lighting.
You did?
No, I didn't.
Can we have some sexy lighting,
no, I didn't,
please?
This
since
is
I got my trousers down anyway.
This, that's a misrepresentation. My trousers aren't down. Down, everybody, they're not.
He's not even wearing trousers.
No, a lovely man who's looking after us here in Edinburgh came in and said, do you want the mood lighting on? And I went, yeah, all right. We switched off, and you, and this actually happened, this was said
this
out loud.
This is true, he said this out of his mouth.
All right, deny this.
I feel randy.
You said that.
It was a witticism.
Simply because of the light.
It was a witticism.
Like a coffee table, just because of the
tuna
light.
Fish.
Right, it's time for the news quiz. We have, I believe, Clarice or Classy on the line. Is that right?
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing? You all right?
I'm good. I'm good.
Excellent.
Thank you.
What would you rather be called, Clarice or Classy?
Either one, whichever one you
okay.
want to call me.
That's right,
okay,
Classy.
Let's go with Jeff.
Classy, yeah, Winston. Classy, how are you doing? How do you feel that you're pit against John Richardson? Are you up for it?
I'm probably going to lose because I'm quite gullible because I want to believe things. So,
okay,
oh, good.
Well, let's do it. There's nothing wrong with that. You're quite quiet. Is there a way of? Can you maybe shout?
She's a long way away, right?
Yeah.
really
I can try and shout.
Whereabouts are you? Because we need to be somewhere where you can shout true or false, and it won't be scary. If you're in a toilet, that'll be a bit odd.
No, I'm at home. That's okay.
Good, good.
There's
yeah,
no one
good.
Here, so I can shout as loudly as I want.
Yeah. If you're in a public convenience, that would be awkward, just repeatedly shouting false, false, false. Right, first question. Here we go. Excellent laugh. John and Classy, here we go. A Serbian farmer has been allowed to take his prize bull to prison with him after an emotional appeal to jail bosses. True or false? The bull's called Ralph.
Serbian what? Farmer?
Serbian farmer, yes, John.
Oh, those Serbs. I'm going to go for true.
True, says John.
False.
It's actually true. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They're staying in a cell together. He's 1.5 tonnes, and apparently they're getting on really well.
That's pretty cruel, that. If you really loved a bull, you should set it free. I've often said that.
No, but otherwise you'll get slaughtered.
Right. Well, you know, we've all got problems. We all need a drink.
Okay. A set of twins in Gloucester.
True.
A set of twins in Gloucester regularly have the same dreams. Maureen and Jane Fiddleman, they're the twins. They said, we seem to have identical dreams. It's really weird. That was in the Gloucester Gazette. True or false?
I'll let you go first.
Okay. True.
True.
I'm going to go for false.
It is false. John's racking them up. It's all right, Cassie. You've
still got time. I'm awful at this.
Hey, it's all right.
Is it based on the truth or did you just completely make it
up?
I
made that up totally. Right. Here's
a tip for you, Classy, if you want to get some points on the board. If you hear him laughing when he's reading the question, it's generally false.
All right, here we go.
If you have the surname Fiddleman, he's definitely made that up.
A man in Sweden could start fires with his eyes. True or false?
I think that's false.
False. I think that's false as
You're
well.
Both right. Very well done, the pair of you. Second one. A panda in a Chinese zoo is a massive fan of fizzy pop. True
that's
or false?
That's got to be... Well, I'm going to go true.
True, says John.
True.
It is false.
Oh.
Pandas don't like fizzy.
You should know.
The world's first treatment centre for nail biters is to open in Holland next month. It's called the Nibbles. True or false?
False.
False. It's true.
Is it really called the Nibbles?
Nope.
No, well, it's false then.
No.
It's false.
I've added that on.
Well, that's false. That made it false.
No, just a little bit of detail.
You put 2 points down there, Ben.
Don't you dare, Ben. You leave
put
that
two
well
points
alone.
Down there. Just look who's holding the knife.
Tiger Woods once dressed
can't
up as...
I can't believe you tried to do that. What? You tried to pull that on national radio.
I'll pull it wherever
I like. It is called The Nibbles, and it is on Free Cheese Road.
I didn't say any of
and
those
that
things.
That is true.
Whatever. Right, here we go. Tiger Woods once dressed up as a hedge to scare his neighbour. It really freaked me out, said his neighbour. True or false?
It's the quotes that you've clearly made up that make it difficult to tell.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's false.
Yeah,
false?
He ain't dressing up like no hedge.
False?
False.
It is false.
How many questions left?
About three, I think.
Right.
Authorities at a research station in China have taken to creating souvenirs out of panda excrement.
True.
True?
I'm going to go false.
False. It is true. John's racking them up. That was an excellent noise then. That was wonderful. Belgium's prime minister in waiting is in trouble after it emerged he couldn't remember his country's national anthem. And instead, he started singing the theme tune to...
Don't make something up at the end.
Benny Hill. And everyone's going, what's he doing? True or false?
Well, the first bit might be true, but the second bit's definitely false. So I'm going to go, overall, false.
It is true.
You're going to let the lady have a go?
Classy, you have that one. Sorry, that was a mistake. But, you know, it's working well for you.
This is why you don't get the mastermind gig.
It's the BBC you have to lie, John. Scientists, this is the final question.
So she got a point for that?
Yeah, definitely. Stop moaning. Scientists are playing romantic songs in German aquariums to try and get sharks in the mood for love.
I'd get in quick, Classy, before he just gives you the answer.
True or false?
Okay. True.
True.
False.
False. It is, in fact, true. So what were the final scores?
Who won that one?
Classy got that one.
Point.
Okay. So John wins by a point.
Yeah. You racist. That's horrific. Classy, you've lost.
Oh, unlucky you put up a good fight.
We can only apologise. But you're coming up to Edinburgh Festival, aren't you?
Yes. Next week.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm doing a play up there with a youth theatre called Newbie Youth Theatre, and we're doing Just So Stories by Rudyard Kipling, so we'll get to dress up as animals.
Russell does that in his show.
I'm coming to see both you guys, so...
Oh, great, excellent.
All right, well, do say hello.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see you then. Take care, mate. Why are you touching yourself? You just did. We're supposed to be doing a slick radio link here, and I was about to go, hey, you listen to Six Music, Russell Hearn and John Richardson. Can we get you live?
Say it like that?
But I just thought I would. And then I look out of my peripheral vision and see you rubbing yourself.
You don't look out of your peripheral vision. You've been staring at my areas for the last half
your
hour.
Your areas.
And to be honest, you're making me a little bit uncomfortable. And you've brought a toilet tissue roll into the studio.
And you made a bawdy joke about it, didn't you? I walked in with some toilet roll because I've got a cold. And he says, not in here, mate. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. Implying I was going to engage you some onanistic...
I'm on all day. That's why the festival's so tiring for me. I'm funny for a month. Even in my sleep, I'm cracking jokes.
That'd be great if you were. Very good. You're not doing cracking.
What's coming up?
Okay, John. It's almost like John would like to know. Board games.
Board games. So where do you send them?
You send them. You can send them by text, John, 64046, or you can email russell.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. But, John, what are board games?
They're games you play when you're bored.
The kind of thing you do, I'll do that, shall I? You know when you're kind of a little bit bored?
Stop it.
You know when you're a little bit bored in life and you sort of invent these quirky little odd games to get yourself through the day?
Poo sticks.
What?
That's an example of a board game.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, stuff that's more original than that, you can't...
Wii sticks.
Right. You made me laugh then.
Thanks very much.
Because I've got an image of you hovering over a brook. Just kind of going...
Brookfields.
Oh, John, what are
you
doing?
You aren't going to like this.
Right. This is going to be a quick link, and now we've got an image of you weeing over an aging celebrity. But while we're here, if you had to... If I've got a gun...
On a black man.
What, if I've got a gun to your head, on a black man?
Yeah.
Brett Eklund for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll tell you why on a black man. I supported Alan Carr in his tour last year.
Yeah.
Some of the venues we did, she'd just been in, and apparently she is a right one. Right one. Turns up in all fur, demands that people have champagne in her dressing room.
Yeah.
Oh, horrible she was. Right nasty piece of work.
Alright.
And then all she's doing is going, I was in a Bond film 200 years ago.
And that'd be great.
And I'm still selling out tours. And there's people like me busting my chops.
That would be fantastic. She's halfway through. Hey, Blackman! Get off the stage. Well, you should wear goggles.
Why Britt Eklund?
I don't know. Just think me up for it. she's got the look of someone who kind of, you know, I don't know. I can't say any of these things. We're talking about board games at the minute.
Talking about the
Texas in
track, innit? I'd like to hear that at some point.
What song's that?
I think it's just called Talking About Dub, innit? I'd have it as a belter 1 week.
Okay, we're not talking about dub, we're talking about board games. You can, before Mr. Wendelier kicks off again, you can text us 64046 with your board games. There's actually one around our show. We've had an email in from Kim and Vic. It says, hey Russell, hey John, we've got a board
game. Hello.
We've got a board game. They say it's inspired by Dara O'Brien's DVD extra. It's called Something Something Mental. Mental. And the winner is the last one still able to understand what's being said on the radio. Using the listen back link on the website, of course, because drinking on a Sunday morning is bad. They say. The game includes having to take a sip of your drink every time Russell laughs. And apparently I laugh by going, ha! You take a shot if someone mentions the Airblade.
Airblade.
John, please. You down... thank God people can't listen to our show whilst driving. You down your drink if there's an argument. Flipping heck.
Shut up.
And if anyone says something, something mental, you have to drink anything within reaching distance.
That's nice. Cool.
The official list of rules is slightly longer, but we'll keep them to ourselves for now. Ah, excellent. There you go.
I'm liking not having a webcam. I can do anything. Usually I hold back my mimes in case people are watching, but not this week.
What mime would you do now?
I just did one then, a very rude one, but I'm not doing it now.
Do it again.
Well, we'll do a hand dryer email then, since we've just had that.
Okay.
Then we'll go into board games. Someone who clearly doesn't know us very well begins their email. Dear Russell, dear John, Russell and Ben, ? Well done, it is Ben, confirmed. Your mic's not on, is it, Ben? But you can shout hello.
Hello.
There we go. I realise, this is where you realise, you know, probably don't know us. I realise you're probably sick to death of hand dryers now.
One of us is.
You always were, though. I went to Meadow Hall this week and they're amazing. I'd never seen one and to be honest, I wondered what the fuss was about, but I understand now. They actually made my day. Anyway, the show's hilarious. Anyway. Lots of love, Hannah.
Excellent.
From Buxton, which is a phenomenal place
to live. It's really cool, isn't it? Now, on a...
Buxton Opera House, what a venue.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
You doing that on your tour?
I am, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
I'll take you out there.
I've been there, mate.
I'll wheel you out halfway through.
Oh, yeah, that's my role
this
on your tour.
This is John Richardson, and this is Honor Blackman.
Three people in any audience recognise me, and everyone else just go, why is he in a wheelchair covered in his own mess?
I'm not going to have you doing that. You can tell some jokes. No, I'm just going to...
I haven't done any yet. Why would I bother now?
What did you think I'd plan? Now, talking of that, I mentioned earlier that we have a guy who sent us a text in because he's
tell me you've got a guy?
Stop it. He's got a fantasy football team. That's called Loro's Airblades. But we thought it'd be really cool for whoever sent that email, that text in. Can you text us in your full team and then we'll analyse Loro's Airblades? Is that all right?
Yeah.
That'll be really good fun. That's primarily for us. I'm just quite excited to see who's...
And we'll keep track. Tell us what league they're in, what newspaper it's affiliated to, and we'll all keep track. If there's a way of sponsoring a fantasy football team, we'll get some crowds together. Come down and watch your matches.
Exactly. It'd be fantastic. Now, if we're back in London, John, I would say out loud, or I wouldn't, I'd press that little button and go,
We haven't got our noises.
We haven't got our little Rufus Wainwright. I quite like playing that from time to time.
You'll be glad to get back to it, though, won't you?
Oh, will, John.
Oh, first show.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh, Jude's got them. Play one, Jude.
Can you play him?
Play tune.
Oh, this is weird. It's like talking to a ghost.
Hang on.
Okay. Excellent.
For people
who don't know, that's Jude, who is lovely. She's a producer. She's in London, sat behind a desk.
Just on our own, isn't she?
Just on our own.
Sort of semi producing the show, but we're not there.
Lovely.
We're not there.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah!
There we go. Fantastic.
Oh, smashing. Do you want to go? Have you got any more? Can you just fire some out for Russell?
Press one Loro one. Anything with Loro on it.
Sunday afternoon, Sunday lunch, in the pig in the sky.
Not that one. Yeah, that's really bad. That should be
up there. It's not a day to lose your programme, is it? £10.
There we go.
Oh, yeah, that other one's slightly weird. Christ. Thanks,
Jude. It's good to hear his voice.
It is.
Should we crack on with the board games?
Let's do that. What have you got?
Here's a game my friend and I made up while working weekends at a large insurance company.
Nice.
Well, very good time to be working in that business at the moment.
Floods.
We tentatively named it Elastic Band Blitz. We would head up to the huge canteen with an armful of paper planes and a tub full of elastic bands. Then you take it in turns at bombing runs with your paper planes over the enemy tables, and the other had to use the bands to try and shoot them down. Any that go past was worth a point. Best double time and a quarter I've ever earned. Bongo Loon Banana. I'm guessing isn't his real name. Or her real name.
Although
that would be Bonga.
Register would be great. Bonga, present.
Yeah.
Talking of schools, we've had a really great one here. I, Russ, I, John. A great game that me and my friends have created to pass the time in boring science lessons is who can get the highest. Basically, it's all in the name. People compete to see who can get the highest in the classroom without the teacher noticing. So far, we've managed to get people standing on the desks, nearly touching the ceiling without our teacher noticing. Another game along the same lines. How great is that? This is fantastic. Just think how high you can get up. Another game along the same lines is who can do the most laps around the classroom? I know we have imaginative names. Whilst trying to do as many laps as you can around the room, you must not get told to sit down by the teacher. If you do, then you are out. Love the show. I can't help but think, Joe from Stockport, three kisses. She's not really concentrating on her GCSEs, but
yeah,
that's wonderful.
You know, put in some effort, love.
We used to do similar things. We had like a gas tank in the back of our science room.
Of course, like, you did. Good old traditional school.
No. The like the sort of the gap where you had the Bunsen burner inside. So you do experiments from behind, like.
Oh yeah. Health and safety. Goggles on, please, boys.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my chemistry teacher.
We used to pop Colin Dixon in there. Call it his playpen.
Right, well, yeah. That's not safe, is it?
He didn't mind it. He enjoyed it in there. Let's get Colin in his playpen.
Let's find out where Colin is now, shall we? He's probably living in some sheltered accommodation somewhere.
He's not. He's a professional windsurfer.
Of course he is.
No, he is. Genuinely.
Yeah, did he send you that letter, did he? No. Yeah, Russell, comedian, are you? Well, I'm a professional windsurfer. No, matron, could you mail this out for me, please? No. I've got to go and clean myself up.
He genuinely did. He's a professional windsurfer, and he sent me a photo of him and a load of his mates.
Yeah.
No, they were all naked in a bar, and they were all holding surfboards.
And he finished that sentence quick.
And he said...
Surf's up.
No. He didn't say that. He just said, windsurfing, don't ask. And I was like, well, you've sent the vote.
He sounds wacky.
He's great, actually. Because he was properly thick at school. Like, incredibly stupid. Like, well, you know when you first went to school and the teacher wrote Fred Bloggs on the book? So to illustrate, you know, where your name and tutor group went, right. He wrote Fred Bloggs on his own book.
Right.
So he was properly thick, and now he can control the sea.
Well, no, he can't really, can he?
He can a little bit.
No. Someone's emailed in and texted in.
Yes.
OMG.
Oh, my God, that is.
Ah, I thought so. Oh, my grandmother. Russell sounds like he was such a bully at school.
No, I wasn't really.
Didn't he once pee on some poor kid, too? Yes, he did. He should be ashamed. I bet John wasn't like that. No, I wasn't. I was a nice boy at school.
But if there'd have been a little boy dressed as Honor Blackman, she would have been drinking it. Now,
I was the victim.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's because you had diarrhea, wasn't it?
That was primary school. It was just because of my general persona at high school.
Your persona at high school?
But then I got in the rugby team and then it all stopped.
We've spoken about this loads, haven't we?
No one touches a jock.
I've got an image of you walking around your the Lancaster Grammar with those muscle trousers that AC Slater used to wear and Saved by the Bell.
I did look a bit like AC. I looked like a cross between all of the people. I had sort of the streetwise cool of Zach Morris.
Oh, I was Zach Morris.
The muscles of AC Slater and
the persona. Screech.
But, you know, the responsibility and commitment to a promise of Mr. Belding.
Yeah, that's who
you
were.
So I had the full package, ladies.
I was a lot like Kelly Kapowski.
Oh, I used to like her.
Can you still remember the theme tune to it?
Yeah.
Go on then.
When I wake up in the morning and it long is out of warning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. Wow, go wow. That's enough of that. Yeah. I can do the rest if you want.
Oh, fantastic, wasn't it?
Great days.
Summer holidays, that's what that reminds me of.
Yeah.
It was on at 10. You're always up for them. Bang.
And the movies. Have you seen the movies?
No.
Oh, they've got movies of it where they get one where they get married. Kelly and Zach get married.
Oh, really?
In Miami.
Yeah. Gangbang?
And one where they go and they work in a beach place for the summer and hilarious.
Oh, I think I've seen that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They released them as episodes, but they did a film of it as well.
He's a stand-up, isn't he? Screech.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah,
Dustin Diamond?
The Diamond Actor, yeah. He does really full-on stuff, apparently.
Really?
No, he's genuinely a stand-up.
Bit like Andrew O'Neill.
Yeah, I tell you what, if you are in Edinburgh, don't go see that. Anyways, we can say that he's an absolute prick. A board game we do. It's fine. We're allowed to say that, right? A board game we do.
You are?
Yeah, and you do it as well. It's fine. Who cares?
Fair.
Who cares? A board game we do. We had a really nice one here from Rob. I'll tell you what I do when I get bored. I stare into space and I mutter to myself. Nice. That isn't really a game, but it's fun. A board game we do is phone sex on a train in the style of Dom Jolly. Oh, that's quite funny. Sort of.
All right.
From nowhere singing that.
He's from Swindon.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's not necessarily as nice about it as I am.
Lovely stuff.
We've had lots of texts in about Screech and what he does now. We started off a little bit of a Saved by the Bell thing. Apparently, there's been a lot of emails and texts saying in along the lines of, isn't Screech a porn star now? Did you know that in an attempt to boost his failing career, that bloke who played Screech produced and starred in some adult films? Horrific, apparently. Love to your mothers.
Saved by the Bell end.
But we actually found out that he's also related to someone.
His brother is Mickey D, aka Mickey Diamond, from the Beastie Boys.
How bizarre is that?
Jude found that out for
us. And then John went on a bit of a rant about everyone's sexual history from Saved by the Bell, didn't you?
Well, they've all moved on to slightly smuttier grounds. Yeah. Elizabeth Barclay, she went on to do Showgirls.
Yep.
Tiffany Amber Tyson, she did a topless shoot.
Yes.
And you know something about AC Slater, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, someone's phone's going. Someone's phone's going.
Well, it's not mine.
I know.
So I'm guessing it's yours.
Oh, the thing about AC Slater. Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter. That was the Transporter track. We haven't emailed, we haven't said why.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was Lucy. Should have,
what we're supposed to do out of that link was be really slick, and I go, that was the Transporter track for Lucy. Hey,
yeah.
John, why does she want it played?
Yeah. Can you please play, she says, The Cribs, Our Bovine Public. It reminds me of a brilliant night I had with my three older brothers watching a Cribs gig in May. We hardly do anything together. It was the first time I'd seen one of them in 6 months, and I think it brought us together as siblings. And I think that's when they finally realised it was socially acceptable to be seen in public with their little sister.
Nice. We've got a really weird ball game here. Hi, guys. When me and my girlfriend are bored, we lick each other's eyeballs.
Oh.
There's no winner, but it's good fun. Alex and Sophie.
God, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's the behaviour of fish, isn't it? Well, no, fish haven't got tongues. But it's just a bit...
Oh, that's rank.
Yeah, let me...
Imagine them doing that on a bus and you're sat opposite them and they'd be giggling. I bet one of them's got dreadlocks as well.
Let me lick your eyeball.
Strikes me as not happening.
Let me lick
Not happening. When have I ever let you lick any part of my body? What makes you think we'd open with eyeball? We've never made contact physically, other than a high five. And you think I'm suddenly going, yeah, you can lick my eyeball.
I wonder what it tastes like.
Salty.
Yeah, but, I want to know now.
Well,
and I'll get,
you've got a girlfriend.
Yeah, but...
Lick her eyeball.
I will, but she's back home in Bath.
Right, so you're going to have to commute. If you really want to find out, you'll put in the effort. That's what they say about love. If you love them, let them go. If you do love them, but not that much, just lick their eyeballs, see what it tastes like.
They do say that.
Yeah.
Maybe I could just
They abbreviate it, though. I could do it. Love them, let them go.
But I'd rather do it with someone I know. I don't want to just do it to some stranger in the street.
Oh, you don't know your girlfriend?
No, I know my girlfriend, but it's going to be...
Do Frankie Boyle tomorrow, live on Mock the Week.
Get
his glasses off.
It'll kill me. Do you know what? How cool is this? He's got a work experience, lad, working for him during the festival.
Right.
A 16-year-old lad.
Doing what?
Just doing his odds and ends. His admin and stuff like that. It's fantastic. And he told me, he went, yeah, if you want anything, do it. My boy will do it for you. So he's got this run-around boy doing stuff for him. What an amazing... What did you do for work experience?
One in a hotel.
Did
and
you?
Then one in a bank.
I worked for the Alton Gazette, and I spoke to somebody in Four Marks who'd been bitten by a shark.
Right.
Made the front cover.
Oh, I watched Jaws 2 last night. They're nasty buggers, them sharks.
Lovely stuff.
A right set of teeth on him.
We had a really cool board game. This will be the last board game, and then we'll get into, like, I don't know, Richard Herring. We won't
Is that we'll talk through the La Rose Airblades full lineup, which has been emailed in.
Okay, what would you... We'll do this board game, then...
We'll do the board games, then we'll have a track by the Undertones.
Right.
When Saturday comes.
And then we'll do the La Rose Airblades.
And then we'll do the La Rose Airblades.
And then after that, we'll get into Richard Herring.
And then it'll stink of herring in here.
Lovely stuff. Oh, okay. The board game is... Hi, Russell. Hi, John. Love the show, but upset you haven't read my email.
Yeah. Chill out, mate.
Yeah. A few weeks back, my friends and I played a board game where one of us was blindfolded and shoeless, and he had to walk amongst a path of mousetraps. Warning, can be painful, but very, very funny. Love to your mothers. Louise in Suffolk. By the way, John is sexy. Hey, there you go. She's halfway up the runway. Colin in Dumfries would like to know, John, what do you get up to when Saturday comes?
Oh, of an ordinary Saturday, I like to watch Saturday Kitchen in the morning, get some recipe ideas, and then I watch Football Focus, unless it's Manish, and then I don't bother. And then I go out and just shout at strangers and fling stuff at them.
That sounded like a creature comfort then, or one of those things before BBC Three programmes.
With them little blobs.
They're great, aren't they?
Blob was a crossword answer this week. Well, it got me very angry for some reason.
Hey, why did you buy the crossword?
Indiscriminate mass. I buy the crossword because I enjoy a crossword.
Lovely. Yeah. I didn't read the news.
What was it called? La Rose Airblades.
Yeah.
What's the lineup? What league are they in? How can we lend our support?
They're in PremierLeague.com. Love to your mothers. Phil in Loughborough. Right, here's his squad.
Loughborough,
right?
Very sporting town.
Phenomenal goalkeeper. Check.
Yeah, we need a phenomenal goalkeeper.
So, check,
the goalkeeper.
Yeah, yeah. We'll go
ticking a list off.
Come here. We'll go through it, and every time we'll sort of chat about the players.
Czech is good.
Right, Czech, you know, you aren't getting better than that.
You aren't getting any better than Czech.
John Terry at the back, again, bang, result.
Yeah.
Next to Carragher. Carragher, cheaper, not as technically gifted as a lot of defenders, but he's a stopper, knows what he's doing. Patrice Evra. Very good. Very
still unproven for me.
Yeah, but he bombs on, and he's quite cheap. Right. Oh, okay, I've lost it again. Chimbonda, but you know you got to get a cheap right back somewhere. Essien,
I'll do it.
Phenomenal. You're not doing it, mate. You don't bomb on.
Oh, I cover yardage, mate.
No, you're
I should have seen the goal I scored in the Bristol University League 2.
Yep.
Oh, outside the box I was. Smash, top left-hand corner.
Okay.
Boom, 1-0.
Right, well, we'll get rid of that. Chimbonda's gone.
John Richardson's in.
Well, imagine that. And later, replacement Chimbonda will not be playing. 6-6 John Richardson. My God, look how neat his shirt is.
Thank you very much.
He really bombs on.
I'm going to kick it real hard.
The only time we played football loads of times together, but you once kicked it in my face.
Yeah.
I've never really forgiven you. And I was led on the floor. I just felt horrific, smacked in my face, and I could hear that giggle.
I wasn't laughing.
You were.
Yeah. Daniel Kitson was laughing. I wasn't laughing.
Yeah, he was doing his...
And you were going, I got him around and knocking, Danny Kitson.
We've got Essien, phenomenal midfielder. You aren't going wrong there. Yeah. Lovely haircut. Bentley. He had a good season last year.
He looks like one who's going to go off the rails, Bentley.
For me, this is your mistake. Rio Coca. He's got nothing.
Right.
He's got nothing as far as I'm concerned. I'll get rid of him.
No, I'm all right.
Gamps Pedersen, phenomenal.
Oh, that's a buy.
That is a phenomenal buy. Mm. What a left
foot. Good-looking lad as well.
He is very good-looking.
Nice to have in the dressing room.
Yeah, I imagine he's very sort of tender with you as well. But you don't like him as much as you like Savage. John's in love with Robbie Savage.
I'm not in love with him. I just, you know, he's just very strapping.
This is a direct quote. Hey, guess who I've just seen at the garage? Robbie Savage. I tell you what, very good looking in the flesh. Up front, Berbatov and McCarthy. Phenomenal.
Good team, that.
It's a cracking
team. Well, I look forward to chasing Laura's Airblades.
Oh, lovely stuff. Well, there you go. we've had a Texan as well. Russell, I'm quite cool. I live in Edinburgh. Age 15, do you need a hand? That's from Lucy. I presume that's...
I think you do, yeah.
What I was talking about, Frankie Boyle.
It's pretty much a full-time job lifting the tea bags out of the sink that you leave in there. Mm. It's time for the box sketch.
Yeah, it is.
We're getting distracted because someone's brought us a cup of tea.
Last week, John, they got a flat, I believe.
They've moved into their new house and now they need to find the means to pay for that house, don't they?
Let's hear all about it.
It's been a long ordeal for our young heroes on their search for John Richardson. Last week they found a flat. This week, employment beckons.
Hello, John Bot, is that you?
Why is there a bin on your head?
I seen a shiny thing down there and I jumped in it and now I'm stuck. Turns out the shiny thing was a mirror. I've been staring at myself for 2 hours. It's a right laugh. It's like having a friend. You ask him a question, but you already knew the answer. It's like a dead easy quiz. What's your favourite drink? Banana milkshake, very good.
I've got a question for it. What am I holding in my hand? It's a hammer!
Ow! Christ, that hurt. And you broke the mirror, that's 7 years bad luck.
Oh yeah? How many years have I do this?
Well, someone's in a good mood. How was your job interviews?
They're up and down. Up and down. Retail? You want me working in retail? You can eat this, you sucker!
Okay, John Bot, could you complete the questionnaire, please? The customer is always...
Getting on my tits?
No.
Asking for a slap?
No.
Fat?
No, the customer is always...
An utterly pointless knuckle?
No.
At my sexual disposal?
No, the customer is not at your sexual disposal. The customer is always right.
That. The customer can kiss my shiny metallic ass.
Basic business, they are correct and we tend to their need.
How very naive, hold me whiskey. Same in a bakery and some fat
goes, I want a croissant. She's wrong, because we don't sell croissants. We sell croissants. And she's getting angry. She's all, croissant, croissant. The flats of her arms are slapping against her colossal chest. I want a croissant. Over and over. The noise is burning your ears. The blood in your vein curdles with anger. And then you snap, and you very slowly pull out your shooter, and the only thing she's eating is lead. You can't eat it if you don't speak it.
Not much success, then.
Not really, no. What about you?
I got two jobs. Job number one, I have been offered a role in a company called Al-Qaeda's.
What? You've become a terrorist?
Freedom fighter, please, John Bart.
Never leave the house on your own again. What's the other job?
Detective.
You're a detective?
Here is my card.
Russ Bart, private, dick, call 0800 562 728. I think you've maybe misunderstood your occupation. Hi, is that Rossport, private dick?
Yes, it is.
What are you wearing?
Pyjamas.
Oh, you naughty boy. Are you going to bed soon?
No, not till late. I'm going to make a den in my room.
Den, eh? Can I come in your den?
If you like. Listen, what would you like me to look into?
You're dirty, honey. What do you call private dick? Why don't you look into my butt and fill it up?
I'm not sure I understand.
Spank me, private dick, spank me.
Oh, Christ.
Tough case, Columbo.
John, I...
Cover me in honey and...
Well, okay, thanks, Chief. Give me 24 hours and I'll solve this, mother. The DA are breathing on my face. Bye.
Who was that, private dick?
Commissioner O'Hara.
Sounds like a right ball breaker.
Yeah, listen, I go to bed.
What time are you meeting Osama?
Shut up.
What? Where? You sick mother f***. Rustbot, do you want to explain to me why a man wants me to cover him in cream and treat him like a dirty snowman?
I don't know, I'm a detective.
Oh, I'm in the bin again.
Now, Richard Herring's not here.
Aye.
And I think I know the reason why.
Right.
Now, I think it was about a year ago, Richard was...
Almost to the day.
Richard was taken over from Andrew Collins for a little bit, just doing the Six Music Show, and he asked me to do it, and I said yes, but it was more than a year ago. I didn't go.
Right.
I didn't turn up.
Did you call ahead?
No.
You just didn't turn up?
No, I just didn't turn up, and I think he may be doing a similar thing. It's a sort of a payback.
Right.
But apparently he's in the taxi, so maybe my theories are...
But a taxi to where?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
He's just got in a taxi. He's halfway up Arthur's seat.
Well,
if Richard does get here, then he's instantly a bigger man than you.
Yeah, that's right.
But if he doesn't come here, then he's in the same bed as you.
Oh, really?
The bed of disrespecting
people. If I'm in the same bed as Herring, then there's a lot of ladies in there as well, let's
be
honest.
Yeah, and yoghurt.
Yeah. He's doing a show about being 40, which would be quite cool because we're going to interview him about that.
Yeah.
And John would love to be 40, but unfortunately...
Well, I am, in many ways.
Yeah. I'd say you're closer to 58 and an old lady who wears pop socks. Whereas, you know...
Nothing wrong with pop socks. Someone's emailed in something that we can do in a different
way.
Oh,
yeah, they have, actually. What was that?
Well, you just sort of abandoned everything then, twiddling a pen and fiddling with the sugar, as it were, and then I said that, and then you just...
Yeah, it's from Caroline Zanstra. Excellent name. She says, having lived in Edinburgh for the last 4 years, I hope you'll be spreading your wings beyond Pleasance during the festival. In fact, it just happens that I'm working at the book festival, which starts on the 11th, and it's a really great place to have a browse for books, relax, and read in the sun, fingers crossed. And there's a Spiegel bar
as
well.
Why would you read the sun at a book festival?
Lovely. Of course, there is also the Kids Activity Corner, if you're not such a fan of the written word, Russell. Well, you can keep those.
You've read three books, haven't you?
Yeah.
And two of them weren't even Mr. Met.
What are you talking about?
Well, one was Little Miss.
I read books.
Yeah. I'm reading one you recommended to me at the moment.
What's that?
The Lovely Bones.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. It's a lot of hatred towards that guy, though, isn't there?
Yeah.
If you got to that stage.
Yeah. Anyway, this is not good radio for people who haven't read it.
Oh, okay.
But it's just to prove that we've read books, isn't it?
Yeah, apparently also there's if you're looking for a gin joint in Edinburgh, who isn't, there's a place called Bramble on Queen Street, which does loads of gin cocktails and stuff.
Ooh.
It's stupidly expensive, but nice if you fancy a treat. Now, John's up for a bit of that. You like a bit of gin, didn't you?
I do like a bit of gin,
get dressed
but
up
I'm trying
in your
not to drink through the festival.
Well, that's clearly
very difficult.
Rubbish, as if you haven't had a drink. I saw you on the first...
I have had on the first night to celebrate getting through it without having thrown feculence at anyone. I had a glass of rouge.
Yeah, yeah, and that was...
Right to my head. I had a late night gig. Whoa, it's all over the shop, I was.
Really?
Yeah. In the haberdashery.
What are you talking about? Are you having another one of your turns?
Well, I've penciled a breakdown in for the 16th.
You can't do that. We've been through this before. You can't pencil in breakdowns. They happen.
No, they plan for them.
No.
Why just let it happen?
That's the beauty of a breakdown.
3 a.m., North Bridge, Edinburgh. I'll be weeing off it, and you look at it and go, everything's going to plan for Rico.
But on the 16th, what I'll do, I'll be underneath with a bucket, and then I'll whisk you off, and I'll take you.
You're going to whisk me off?
I'm not going to whisk you off like that, you filthy git. What we'll do is, you'll look unhappy. I'll say, hey, nuts to this. I'll take you down the cinema. Then we'll get some fake tans. Then I'll dye your hair blonde, give you some shades, put you in a white suit. Everything will be smashed. Richard Herring's here!
Yay, here I am.
And we've had a text in that says, is herring pickled?
That's quite good. Well, I was drunk a bit last night.
Very
so,
clever.
Yes, in a way I am.
Now, John claims not to be drinking during Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Just before you got in here, he had a big sort
tea.
Of, yeah, you know, exactly.
Well, I thought you weren't drinking anything.
That would be quite impressive.
But Edinburgh's not quite difficult enough. I'm doing it without fluids.
We've had a lovely text in from Olva, who's our mate, who says, but apparently you had a glass of wine, half a bottle of Beck's when you had dinner together.
Oh, and then spies everywhere.
And then you tried to get Mark to go out and get you more booze. Because your, quote, legs weren't working, it says here.
Aren't working, go get me some booze. That sounds like a man who is drinking, John.
I had a glass of white wine. I even picked white because red gives me a bit of a hangover.
No, you said, I quote, red wine makes me naughty, is what he did once say to me.
Red wine makes me moody.
No, you said naughty.
Red wine and whiskey, I'm not allowed.
Those are drinks, though. That's a drink. You can't say you're not drinking and then drink.
I'm not drinking as much.
Don't turn it off to what drink. I only had white wine.
Right,
that is
here
still
we
alcohol.
Go. Everyone else is perfect.
I'm not drinking beer, but I had 6 pints of Guinness last night.
All right, well, that's fine.
It's not really beer. It's kind of worse than beer.
I remember meeting you in Edinburgh last year outside that big kind of, you know, the church.
Yeah,
It was absolutely fantastic. You were wonderfully bleary-eyed. And I was sat there with Kitson and a few of the, the nerds of the circuit. And you were great because we sort of sat there for chatting for about a minute and then you went, anyway, you lot are sober. I'm getting steadily sober. I'm off to stop that. And then just walked into this. It's just fantastic. How are you enjoying Edinburgh?
It's good so far. Yeah, it's kind of... I've had to put the show together quite quickly. My oh dear, I'm 40, I think I'll call it, for the purposes of the radio. It's that kind of excitement of trying to get the show right, but it's been going well. You know, people are coming, and that's kind of all that really matters, isn't it? And they're laughing as well. That matters also.
And I saw a preview; it was fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
There's a lovely story about a fight.
Yes, I had a big fight in at the end of my last tour. Well, when I say big fight, that makes it sound more exciting. I had a scuffle in the street with a lecturer. A university lecturer.
Wow,
fantastic!
And we neither of us could really fight, so it's the kind of heroic story of this. I was defending the honour of an admittedly quite stupid woman who had essentially caused the fight by aggravating this man.
Oh, really?
It was really weird. He was just a guy who'd kind of interloped into our conversation with some of his friends, and he'd seemed charming and nice, and then suddenly he just turned into this monster who was just trying to try to kick this girl. And
oh, really?
Yeah, and she was like a 21-year-old girl. And
that's the best way to have a fight, isn't it? I was on my way home last night, and there were two girls, and two men were shouting at them, and I got my heckles up. I thought, if this kicks off, in steps Rico.
Exactly.
In steps Rico with his special move, which is, I believe, to lie on the floor and then kick
can
out.
Can of Lynx in the eye.
Oh, yeah, but you've got that, haven't you?
I always carry antiperspirant with me,
Well, I haven't been really in hardly any fights ever. And so I sort of strode in. This guy hit me in the head, and I went right, and I went in for it. Then realised I didn't really know how to fight. So within about 5 seconds, I just decided I would punch him as hard as I could in the genitals.
Oh, yeah, nothing wrong with that.
A low blow.
It was.
It's fantastic. I love the idea of you go right. It starts now. Out of our fights, and then you kind of go through your history. Go, I'm really good at reading books and lots and lots of things. I do some excellent warming up blogs. Can't fight. I can kick him in the nuts.
And yet he's a university lecturer and he's opened with a head punch.
Which is
quite big.
Yeah. Well, and trying to kick a girl. Is a real initial
move.
Oh,
yeah, kicking the
girl.
He
missed, luckily, for trying to kick a girl who's sitting down. She was sitting down. He tried to kick her in the head. And he was so drunk that he missed. I mean, it could be a tragic story. This could be a story I went, either I'm now in hospital in the coma, or I managed to hit him and he fell and hit a paving slab and I'm in prison.
Oh, yeah,
so
that's
it
what
kind
I'm
of it's worked
of.
Out. It's worked out quite well.
Well, we were a bit flustered then, weren't we? Never mind.
That's merrymaking at my place.
That's well done, John.
Sausage and mash.
Thank God you're here. Otherwise, it
would
just
call
be
Cannon.
Me. What?
Paul Cannon masher did, put cabbage and stuff in it.
See, you're doing it again, mate. Onion gravy. You're just starting talking, just, you know.
Well, since you were just hyperventilating, I thought I'd step in.
Yeah, but what, I made mashed potato the other day. How's that radio?
You were supposed to come round, weren't you? You just didn't bother.
I did.
Oh, I've got other stuff to do,
mate. I had a gig to do.
I know. It's fine. I'm roasting off a chicken this week. You should come round, Richard. I'm roasting off a chicken.
That sounds good. But, you know, I don't want to get... There seems to be some tension in the air. Between the two. I don't want to find I'm stepping into something. It's just the three of us around the table, you two.
It will just be the three of us. It's only a one-bedroom flat, so it's not massive, so I can't have more than two guests at a time.
Okay. There is a lot of sexual tension between me and John, and we don't know why. I'm sure a little.
Well, maybe because you want to have sex with each other. That would probably be it.
Well, once.
Maybe you should do that. When has it happened?
No. There was, you know.
What were you going to say then? There was what?
No. I wasn't going to say. You know what I was going to say, but we can't mention that.
Oh, now this sounds terrible. we'll chat about this off air, but I'm fairly sure there isn't anything.
So, hey, Rich, yeah. How's Edinburgh? Oi,
yeah, Richard, have you ever touched a man's willy?
Hey, who's got tattoos, girls? Hey, no.
You had a fight, didn't you?
I had a fight, yes. I touched a man's willy then through his clothes.
Oh, yeah, of course you did.
With my fist. I'm not sure that's the way. Well, it's more, you know.
Yeah, that takes the eroticism out of any situation.
Let's try and do it in a vaguely professional way. Let's get people to text.
It's too late for that, mate. The show's been going 2.5 hours.
Let's get people to text in questions for Richard Herring. It'd be great. 64046 or russell.6music@bbc.co.uk. Anything you'd like to ask Richard Herring. We had a fantastic one earlier on, which was, hi, best witches.
Best witches.
Best wishes.
Simon Ander.
Yeah, nice. Best wishes to Richard Herring. Wow. There was a time when I'd be watching This Morning with Richard, Not Judy, at this time on a Sunday morning. Are Richard and Stuart still pals? Cheers, Gary.
Yes, we are still pals. Yes.
There you go.
So, in fact, he invited me around to meet his new little family. He's got a family now.
No,
he's
just
got
great.
A baby and he's got married. So, he's I haven't seen the baby yet, but I'm going to go round and see him sometime this week.
How do you kick back? Because I always find him quite intimidating. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's got that kind of. But then in Montreal, he was lovely.
Yeah. But Steve's very much like, you know, he's either lovely or he's a little bit, you know, concentrating on something, let's say.
Oh, really?
So, you know, he does vary even for me, you know, but I mean, obviously, I think it's different for, I think, because he's such a kind of icon of the stand-up circuit, I think a lot of the young stand-ups are kind
absolutely.
Of really intimidated
terrified
by
of him. Yeah,
but he is actually very nice, but I think he's also, he's quite a private person, so I guess if he doesn't know who you are, he might not be necessarily massively polite to you.
Absolutely. And what we're talking about Edinburgh, what do you do for fun? What other than kind of fringy stuff, whereas we're trying to figure out what to
do. I mean, I'm really bad, just generally in my life, at doing anything, and the older I've got, the less interests I've got. And in Edinburgh, I get so tired now, I just tend to just sit around watching TV with my flatmates. But I've got a really nice flat. I live with Sarah Kendall and Lucy Porter and Justin Edwards, and so we kind of, I kind of like just hanging out with them. And you know,
now I heard from Justin Edwards that you joined the gym at a cheaper rate than everyone else.
No, I'm a member of the gym already, so I'm in a way I've been paying a lot more than them, because I pay for a gym that I don't necessarily go to a lot. But yeah, there was a gym just around the corner, so we're all trying to go to the gym.
Yeah, the Homes Place one.
Yeah. Well, it's Virgin now.
I know, and they've hiked the prices up, because last year it was £40 for the entire month. And now, we went in there, me and Steve Williams, and it's £60 for 2 weeks.
Well, I think they're just offering a different... Because Lucy paid £92, Justin paid £75. I think they just, whoever you go in there...
£92?
Yeah.
£92?
Lucy just paid £92, didn't question it.
I would expect someone else to do the exercise for me at £92, and I can just watch them and eat Mars bars.
Well, I actually think it's... But I actually have a bit of a bee in my bonnet about it. Because I think, you know, we come up to Edinburgh and bring, you know, all these performers and lose loads of money and bring loads of money into the city.
Yeah.
And then I just think there'd be nice little gestures if things like the gym went, you can come be a member for £10, and restaurants said you could have...
You ain't getting nothing off Branston.
No, exactly. But it seems to me really rude that we come here and pay hundreds of pounds on rent, which I guess I understand, because then you might as well make as much money as you can. But it's just, you know, we're bringing like millions of pounds into the city, and we're all leaving
the people,
you know, £10,000 down. It would just be nice to have a gesture where the gym lets in for free.
Absolutely. If there's anyone in Edinburgh listening, allow us to come round, just run up and down your stairs.
Yeah, well, that's what I've done. I've bought running shoes. I'm going for runs. Yeah, they ain't paying no gym.
Yeah, see, he's clever. The world is his gym.
He shouts that whilst he's running.
And also my enemy.
You can lift up like logs and stones and stuff. That's the same as weight.
Well, I run through Leith and then stop off and lift up sleeping tramps as I'm running.
And jump in the sea. yeah. swim around in there. That's
I don't do swimming.
Swimming. Pool.
I don't do swimming.
I've got it's a nice swimming pool.
I'm not
at
for
the
being
gym,
in water.
Talking of lifting up tramps, I've got to do a thing for the culture show where it's the best way to spend £50 in Edinburgh. So we could discuss this, but I thought it'd be quite funny just to kind of get two tramps, pay them £25 each, just to have a massive fight, and just have me going, hey, have a look at this, and then cut away.
Unsurprisingly, girls who play guitars, Maximum Park, and Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana,
which I believe you're walking onto.
Yeah, that's my big entry in Edinburgh.
Because it used to be, but it used to be.
Kasabian, yeah.
But you just, trouble is, whenever John comes onto that, you always thrust your crotch out of the audience, which is always a bit off-putting.
Well, I quite like really over-the-top entry music. It's kind
yeah, it's
of a
funny,
joke
isn't it?
Already.
Yeah, yeah.
Something really big happens, and then a pathetic northern man walks out.
But Al Pitcher was going to do that. He was going to have a really over-the-top kind of like, you know, with sort of like torches and stuff like that, like really sort of fake pyrotechnics, kind of him running around doing that, and then just eventually walk out.
What
again.
Are you walking out Hello. To?
Are the Killers Smile Like You Mean It?
Right.
I've done it really cheesily, so it's kind of that bit when he goes, bow, now, now, and then you go, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, this sounds horrible. Because I can't, otherwise, I just find, whenever you have to introduce yourself, I always find myself going, here I come.
If you want.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So people just wander on and go, oh, God, you know. So you have to kind of saying your own name before you go on. Essentially, chanting your own name before you go into your place of work is weird, isn't it? You wouldn't do that in any other walk of life.
Embarrassing if you do it from the offstage mic and you're kind of aware that they notice you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you kind of walk on slightly shamefacedly because you know they're thinking, that was just you.
It's really difficult when the curtain doesn't quite close and you can see someone and they can see you doing it. It's really onanistic sort of introducing yourself and they're watching you.
Here's one. Have you ever put on a different voice to make it look like... Because you can't bring yourself to do
Sweet
it.
Jimmy Cranky.
That's even worse, though, because then I think, especially with me, I'm so useless at those kinds of things. They would know it's you, and you were doing a stupid... You were doing a voice to try and pretend it wasn't to try and pretend you were good enough to have someone else.
I did that at the Gulbenkian in Kent. I just kind of went, hello, just down the man. And then, like, they started laughing. And I had no idea what I was doing. I was playing the Wild West Age. And then kind of went, what are you doing? I do those, man. I play it like that. So it was quite funny, but just horrifically racist. But never mind. Now, we've got questions.
Never mind. That's the perfect way to end all race. I think that's how Hitler ended. When he was in his final moments in the bunker, I think he just went, never mind.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, oh, actually, you've got to be in it to win it.
We had a text in getting you to say that. What's that bit?
What bit?
The Bristolian quote.
Oh, yeah, do matter, meet better tomorrow.
There you go. You've made someone's day. Now, the questions we're going
to... tonight.
All right. Jeez, we've had some questions for Mr. Richard Herring, who we have here. It's kind of calling back to our show.
Okay.
Now, were you a bully at school or were you bullied?
It's an interesting question.
Thank you.
And it takes a long time to... I think I've got a theory that kind of everyone was a bully and bullied,
right.
But only remembers being bullied.
Yeah, sure.
Because I think when you're a bully, unless you're Gripper Stebson, you're not actually aware.
Wow.
You're not actually aware that you're a bully. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think you're just picking on people. My dad was my headmaster at my school.
Oh, tough.
You're so I kind of got bullied big time.
So I had a kind of weird thing where, but it was like people just were just suspicious of you as much as bullying you and didn't want to be, you know, it was just, I think it's really affected my whole life of assuming people are going to be a bit suspicious of me and not like me. But I definitely did bully some people. I remember I used to bully a guy called Clifford Hart.
Yeah.
Who was, you know, a little bit weedy and...
We chatted about the person Russell bullied.
I didn't bully him.
Pretending to be a professional windsurfer.
He's not.
He's actually living in a mental institute just outside Chelmsford.
Not true. We all used to put him in a big gas tank and we used to call it his playpen.
Yeah.
And, you know, retrospectively, he's horrific, but he kind of enjoyed it in there.
But then there was another guy, it was John Barrett, who was a new kid at school and he sat behind me in German. And I used to just turn around and punch him as a joke. But then that was like when I was about 12. And then within the next 2 years, he grew really big. And I didn't grow, you know. And suddenly I'd been bullying this guy who turned out to be like really one of the strongest blokes at school.
Oh, no way.
Just growing up. So, you know, you learn your lesson.
So at 12, you knew to punch someone in the face.
Years later.
You're a crotch
grabber. I was punching him in the eye. I was like, I was hitting him with ruler and stuff. It was funny punching.
Josh,
quite hard, you know. Yeah.
Now we've got a section our show called board games.
Yes.
It's the kind of things you do when you're bored in life, the quirky little imaginative odd things you find yourself doing, and you've got a fantastic one.
Well, I've got a borderline autistic thing that I did for my show The 12 Tasks of Hercules Terrorist, which really, I started off just doing it, which was a childhood thing I did, where you have to see the the numbers on the number plates. They've all got a number on them, or the old Star ones did.
Yep.
They go from 1 to 999.
Look at John twitching with excitement already.
You have to spot those, starting with just a 1, not a 1 in it, just a 1 on its own. And then when you've seen a 1, you're allowed to progress to looking for a 2, then to a 3, and you've got to do that to right up to 999. And it just takes forever. And I did it really quickly in the end because I tried to finish it for this show, and it still took me, I think, 20 months to do.
Really?
And there are people doing it who I, you know, I started doing it, who have been doing it for 4 or 5 years and are up to about 100, you know.
Did it get to the stage where you were getting in your car, driving around looking for?
I'd go out right towards the end. I went and stood on the, because I hadn't seen, what was it? It was about 901, I think. I hadn't seen one for about a week. And so I went and stood on, I went and stood on the central reservation of the A40.
Wow. What time?
In the middle of the day. And I stood there for an hour and a half. And one came through, and then I went, lorry. And then I looked at it, and it was like a foreign lorry, and that doesn't count.
Oh, why is that?
Because that was just one of the... I made up these massive
rules. Dreadful racist.
It has to be
Swedish
British
numbers
ones.
Are
and
not
counting. And you're not really allowed to use the new style number plates. That's debatable. It's up to you whether you want to... You know, it doesn't really help you because there aren't that many different numbers on them, but... You know, if you want to ease your process through,
that is not the sort of
56.
Curb crawling you want to get arrested for.
Exactly.
Are you looking for fun? No, I'm looking for 326.
But it was just insane. Because I had to do it for the show, it became even doubly insane. And I started creating, you know, because sometimes you'd see five the right that'd come, and then you just think there was some magic had happened. I started praying to the kind of CN, I called it consecutive number plate spotting, so it's CNPS, and I kind of created these kind of Greek gods that were controlling it. Wow. But you would find yourself sort of praying, and then sometimes that prayer would just work immediately, and that was just sort of so it gave you a real kind of handle on mental illness and religion, which, you know, because it kind of, you did really start to get these spooky coincidences.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, I was, you know, you'd slightly be driving, and it's quite a dangerous game. You have to really try and not play it when you're driving, because if you start looking at, you know, the parked cars, and you're kind of veering all over the road. But it was. I'd got a book, and I started noting down where cars were, you know, locally. And so I did all these walks. You know, I'd go for a 4 mile walk every day, and I was running at the same time because I was running the marathon. So sometimes you were kind of running, and you'd incorporate that. But yeah, I had like, and obviously then sometimes people would, you know, inconveniently move their cars, which I think wasn't in the spirit of things.
Even so though you'd lower their tires.
I know I've got 902 over here. Where is it? You could stab the tyres.
Did you do it with your number for the marathon? Marathon?
No, it has to be. You know, it's very specifically, it has to be. I can't just use a number anywhere. That would be easy. You could just write it down.
That would be pointless.
And you can't use a number plate on TV because you could just video it and then look at it. You have to actually see the number plate. So someone had done it, and there was a newspaper article in one of those kind of trashy kind of airport magazines about this woman whose boyfriend was obsessed with CNPS. So it's nice to know that I've kind of this sort of crazy game.
Broken up relationships.
But,
you know,
but it was a perfect board game, isn't it? I bet I imagine there's people out there. Have a look on the text who've done it.
Don't start doing it.
Oh, really? Is that the thing? Now, and this we're just about to finish the show. We've got to play a tune to link it in. If I've got a gun to your head and I'm forcing you to wee on a celebrity, who, and this will make sense, who would you wee on?
I think I'd wee on Jeremy Kyle.
Nice. Well, that's a fantastic answer.
You're just giving him ammunition. He's just doing another series about it.
We'll be back next week. We're in Edinburgh. We should say thanks to Paul and James downstairs who let us in.
That's a sarcastic thanks. Yeah. Let's do it. Thanks.
Thanks, James.
Thanks, James.
I've brought my pen. Listen to you. I've brought my pen there, John. That's
you've snapped your nib. What a time to leave.
And
thanks to Richard
restaurant.
Herring.
Well, thanks indeed.
Thanks for having me.
And do you want to quickly plug your show? What time and all that?
I'm on at 8:20 at the Underbelly, and the show is called Oh, Forget It, I'm 40.
Yeah, go along, it'll be brilliant. So we'll see you next week. Listen to the podcast. Let's get into the top 10.
Let's really download that.
Let's really download that. See you later. BBC Six Music.